It's not unusual to see Sharon Gross running up and down a field as she tries to catch all of the special moments that farm life has to offer. A photographer from Alma, Gross captures farm and rural life in Wellington County and was recently awarded silver and bronze at the Canadian Farm Writers Federation, CFWF, awards banquet in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Gross received a bronze in Don Barron Award People category for her photo, Filling Planter for Another Round, and silver in the John Phillips Award Landscape Photography category for her Canadian Winter Farm Scene. This photo is a winter scene of a farmer feeding livestock. It almost looks like a painting on a stormy winter's day. It really catches people's eye, Gross said. That chilly day in February, Gross had driven to Erin and was on her way home. I saw the farmer and I turned around and went back to take the picture. I couldn't talk to him because he was way out in the field. But I did track him down afterwards to get permission for the picture, Gross said. He was quite excited about that. The Canadian Farm Writers Federation, CFWF, serves the common interests of agricultural journalists, including reporters, editors and broadcasters, as well as those in business and government whose primary responsibility is agricultural communications. CFWF announced the winners of its annual Writing and Photography Awards, presenting gold, silver, and bronze awards in 3 photography categories and in 12 writing categories. Agriculture and life on the farm is something that is very special to Gross, who says there's no better way to share it than through photography. My husband and I have a farm here in Wellington County, in Alma. We have a cash crop farm and we've raised 4 children here, Gross said. Over the years, photography has always been a passion for me. I love to tell stories through photos, and I'm always on the lookout. Gross began taking photos as a teen when she was in the 4-H club. I was a 4-H reporter. And it just took off from there. It's an interesting side gig. And now, it's become my career, Gross said. Gross especially enjoys being boots on the ground, capturing the everyday farm going-ons that happen in real time. One particular photo that stands out for Gross is called The Girls at Miller's Dairy. It's a picture of a cow and a bunch of queens of the furrow on a dairy farm. I was invited to come along with them. I was a former Ontario queen of the furrow, so they invited me to go on a tour, Gross said. It was a Jersey cow farm and Jersey cows are very nosy. I was down on the ground, and this cow came right at me and its nose was almost on my lens. And there's a bunch of girls, queens of the furrow, in the background. I won an award internationally in New Zealand for that photo. I'm very proud of it. Along with running the farm, Gross does photography part-time. And I am also a grandma. I'm Go-Go. That's what my name is. I have a daughter who farms in South Africa. We like to spend a couple months there. So, my job has to have some flexibility, Gross said. For more information or to order photos taken by Gross, visit her Facebook page here. It's very humbling to be able to capture a rural landscape and catch snippets of people and life on a farm. I like to be out with the farmer and taking pictures of their daily activities, Gross said. It's being in the moment, on the farm. That's the challenge, but that's what I love.